Lord, we ask for your strength and your perseverance during long, dry seasons that would seem to stretch on unendingly. We know you have a plan and will carry it out completely, thoroughly, and wonderfully in your time. May we not grow weary in prayer, nor impatient as we wait to see your hand of glory. Amen. Well, dear family, while Claire is embroiled in difficulties over the mountain, I have been engaged here on the other side of the country with my own struggles, both in the physical and through interactions with people in my life. And I realized this morning in prayer that even though these struggles seem very divergent in scope, they are truly a picture of all of our lives during this season and time. I know that all of us have been having our own private difficulties, really serious ones, many of us. No matter how big or small our situations may seem to the rest of the world, to us, they feel huge. At the same time, the world itself seems to be bound in an unyielding straitjacket from the enemy, intent on allowing the evil in governments to just keep on, month after month, seemingly unchanging. So I wanted to encourage us all today in those struggles we are encountering and remind us all to keep our eyes on the master conductor of our lives. That's a John Michael Talbot song, by the way. The Lord's been bringing it up to me quite often lately. Jesus speaks to me constantly through music, very, very clearly. And lately he has been playing on my own music feed song after song about looking at our lives from heaven's point of view, stepping up out of time to consider forever to measure these things with, and never lose hope in the process. I think we all realize that much more is going on in the spirit than we can even imagine, and that all of these offerings and sufferings are indeed being used in many, many ways for his kingdom. But especially lately, the Lord has been making it more clear to me in my Rhema's songs and scripture readings that we must continue to keep looking at the larger picture of our nation here in the United States and the world, even while our attention is drawn continually to the situations much closer to our individual lives. Claire and I talked a bit this morning, and we felt it important to just send out another quiet reminder to you all, yet again, to please continue to pray for our President, Donald Trump. He is currently at the G20 summit in Japan, and from every indication here at home, there is no change in the enemy's intents to do away with him, however they can devise it. Last night, the Lord called me to spend the night in vigil with him, both in prayer and worship, from 1:30 till sometime after 6 in the morning. At one point, I knew he was sitting in my desk chair right next to my bed, and he was dressed in little more than shredded skin and blood, with the crown of thorns on his head. I've been getting random message draws for more than a week now about President Trump's life and the danger he's in, and God's agenda with him being in danger. Yesterday, I found out more of the prayer warriors have been in this situation, too. We know that most of you are praying for him already, and we are so glad that you have joined hands with us in this. But this particular portion of a message has come up to me several times this week now, twice just this morning. And Claire and I wanted to remind you to keep our eyes focused on Jesus and what he is doing through President Trump as well as in our lives. In the midst of our own personal sufferings, we must always continue to pray for his will to be done through the president's fight with the evil ones of this world. This is the portion that has come up to me. It's Jesus speaking. My people, your offerings are making an impact, but so much more is needed. There are terrible slanders against this man, Donald Trump, and they are not all true. Anyone who raises their head against the monster will be lied about in every circle. He's talking about the corruption in government. The problem is that most Americans are too lazy to research and find out if what was said is true. They just assume it because it's in the media. And that's the same mistake the German people made in Hitler's rule. If you want to know the truth, come to me. If you can't hear me, find someone who does and ask them. What is at stake right now is not Mr. Trump's personal business, for if the truth were told, you have those respectable in the public eye who were present when a sacrificial infant was slain, and they drank her blood. So you see, you really don't see. You hear, but you don't really hear. Not the truth, that is. You see and hear a facade, a socially acceptable mask, and beneath it, Satan and his minions are pulling strings to slaughter all the Christians worldwide, but especially in America. If you are a Christian, you are slated for death in this country, unless another comes to power, and at the very least delays it for a few years. Now let me say here, this was written before Donald was elected, and the Lord was looking at the difference between what would happen if Hillary Clinton was elected and whether Donald Trump was. But we're looking at another election coming up in what will be a short time, after all. And the entire group of people running against Donald Trump have socialism firmly planted in their agendas, and they're even being open about it. So we really, really need to keep praying that the agenda of cleaning up the corruption in the government and the keeping of President Trump in office comes through. And prayer is how we can do that. I wanted to bring it up all to you again, this call to keep keeping on in prayer over what Trump is trying to accomplish and the world. There's a great deal of noise and bother over these candidates running for election next year, and we need to keep pressing in. Speak with truth and love to those who are still listening to the news. And don't let the weariness of what seems like nothing is really happening to stop us. We truly need to continue to keep his name and God's plan on the tip of our tongues in prayer. May the Lord bless you all, dear heart dwellers. We thank you so much for standing in prayer with us over this country, those of you who are around the world. And please, Lord, give us the strength to carry on to the end, just as James exhorted us. My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up power within you to endure all things. And then as your endurance grows even stronger, it will release perfection into every part of your being, until there is nothing missing and nothing lacking. If anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom, and he will give it. He won't see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but he will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace. Just make sure you ask empowered by confident faith, without doubting that you will receive. For if your faith remains strong, even while surrounded by life's difficulties, you will continue to experience the untold blessings of God. True happiness comes as you pass the test with faith and receive the victorious crown of life promised to every lover of God. And that was from James 1. God bless you, heart dwellers.